Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 72. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight, lows level off around 63. Overcast skies. Cloudy tomorrow, slight chance for scattered storms. Highs level off around 80. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 66.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. President Biden's nominee to be his chief agricultural trade negotiator, Doug McCallop, gets a confirmation hearing this week that will allow Republicans to press their complaints that the administration isn't trying to negotiate new trade agreements. The U.S. Trade Rep's office has been without someone in that trade post since Greg Dowd held the position in the Trump administration. Elaine Trevino was nominated in September of last year, but withdrew from consideration in March. McCallop first joined USDA in 1994, now a senior advisor to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. He was a senior policy advisor for rural affairs at the White House Domestic Policy Council during the Obama administration. Republicans on the Senate Finance Committee, which will consider McCallop's nomination on Thursday, have been sharply critical of Biden's trade policy, primarily for its lack of interest in negotiating new agreements that could lower barriers to U.S. exports. In a letter to McCallop, 21 GOP senators urged him to become an advocate for the prioritization and inclusion of market access commitments as part of U.S. trade discussions. The letter said, "Our farmers and ranchers are facing uncertain times due to immense pressure from exponential increases in input costs, so greater access to international markets for products we export would help alleviate some of those pressures." The senators signed the letter included Chuck Grassley of Iowa, John Thune of South Dakota, and most of the other GOP members on the Finance Committee. And USDA announcing an increase in funding to help schools continue to serve healthy meals in this coming school year, provided financial relief for schools and child care providers. Reimbursement schools will get each meal will increase by 68 cents per free reduced price lunch and 32 cents per free and reduced priced breakfast. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. According to a press release from the Jackson County Sheriff's Office, a deputy stopped a 2006 Chevy Trailblazer for an alleged traffic infraction, and further investigation led to the arrest of 32-year-old Rusty James Potts of Mayetta, 26-year-old Simone Alexandra Noriega of Mayetta, and 26-year-old Cass Ellen Cadu of Mayetta. Potts was booked into the Jackson County Jail for interference with law enforcement and two counts of aggravated endangerment of a child. Noriega was booked into the jail for interference with law enforcement, two counts of aggravated endangerment of a child, and driving while suspended. Cadu was booked into the jail for possession of cocaine, possession of a hallucinogenic drug, and drug paraphernalia. Winfield law enforcement called off the search of a possible missing child at City Lake on Thursday after finding no evidence of one. The search began at 2:15 Thursday afternoon and ended after 3.5 hours after authorities found no results and received no missing child reports. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Viola. Yeah, we make it easy.
A 74-year-old woman has died following a large fire at a Chase County housing complex over the weekend. The blaze broke out around 4:30 in the morning Saturday at the Low Housing Development at 101 East 8th in Cottonwood Falls. Officials say Building B, one of the five buildings housed on the property, was completely destroyed. Reports show that Karen Tapman, 74, was pulled from her unit by rescue crews and later pronounced dead at the scene. No foul play is suspected and the cause remains under investigation. A Garden City man was charged in Finney County District Court on Friday with 11 counts of sexual exploitation of a child. The Finney County attorney says William Joe Michael Boland, 57, of Garden City, was charged after an arrest stemming from an investigation by the Garden City Police Department and Internet Crimes Against Children Unit. Boland is charged with the 11 counts of sexual exploitation of a child under 14 years of age and one count of possession of methamphetamine. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Mid-America Network News. An Indiana man is in jail in Buffalo County after deputies discovered narcotics in his vehicle during a traffic stop. According to Kearney Police, officers conducted a traffic stop on a speeding 2021 Kia Forte near mile marker 277 on I-80. Officers made contact with the driver and lone occupant of the vehicle, Benjamin Rodway, 52, of Jefferson, Indiana. A canine unit was dispatched and officers searched the vehicle and located approximately 10.5 pounds of marijuana and a small amount of LSD inside the vehicle. Rodway was arrested and jailed at the Buffalo County Jail. According to the North Platte Police Department, on July 22nd, 21-year-old Dylan Landa was arrested in front of a local North Platte restaurant at around 11:25 p.m. after eluding law enforcement for over 16 hours. Landa is accused of shoplifting from the I-80 Flying J truck stop at around 7 a.m. on Friday. Landa is in custody at the Lincoln County Detention Center. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Toppy and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
New Help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text INTERNET to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week reviewed a draft copy of the 2021 audit and a draft budget for 2023 with a proposed mill levy of 45.864 mills, which is 1.207 mills lower than the previous year, but 1.304 mills exceeding the proposed revenue neutral rate. A motion was approved unanimously to enter into a one-year lease agreement with Landall Family Rental for the temporary location of the health department at 1500 Center in Marysville at the rate of $2,500 a month. Washington County Commissioners at their last meeting approved the five-year solid waste management plan. After discussion, which included rate increases for disposal, the recycling program, and proposed improvements. More space for construction and demolition material is needed. A recommendation to increase pay for election workers to $15 per hour was approved. Nemahal County Commissioners heard a number of budget requests at their last meeting and signed an appointment letter as presented, appointing Mark Haug as Sutter Township Trustee. The Pawnee County Fair gets underway this week with 4-H and open class check-in Tuesday from 11 until 12:30 at the Community Center.
Judging begins Tuesday afternoon, continuing Wednesday, as the fair in Pawnee City runs through Saturday. A federal grand jury in Topeka returned an indictment charging a Kansas man with one count of criminal conversion, one count of forgery of U.S. obligations or securities, and one count of a false statement to a federally insured bank. According to court documents, Blaine Shirley, age 26, of Barnes, operator of Double S Cattle Company, is accused of allegedly selling approximately 400 head of cattle valued at more than $400,000 without authorization from the Farm Service Agency. Shirley is also accused of allegedly attempting to deposit a check into his bank account issued to both him and the FSA, despite the check not being endorsed by Farm Service. A grand jury additionally indicted Shirley for allegedly failing to report his debt obligations to the Farm Service Agency while securing a bank loan. Blaine Shirley scheduled for initial court appearance July 21st in Topeka.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms likely today, with our highs in the mid to upper 70s throughout Iowa, the mid 70s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the upper 70s and upper 90s throughout Kansas, and the mid 70s and mid 90s throughout Missouri. More showers likely overnight tonight, with our lows in the mid 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the mid 60s and upper 70s throughout Kansas, and the mid 60s and upper 70s throughout Missouri. Some showers possible throughout the day on Tuesday, otherwise cloudy, with our highs in the mid to upper 80s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 80s throughout Nebraska, the upper 80s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the mid 80s and lower 100s throughout Missouri. A slight chance for some showers throughout Tuesday night, with our lows in the lower 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the lower 60s and mid 70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s and upper 70s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late July, 91. Record high on this date, 112. The average low, 70, and the record low, 50. Sunset this evening, 8:46, with sunrise in the morning at 6:21.
Who wouldn't want a whiter, brighter, and more sparkling home? We will share one of our favorite secret weapons on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, July 25th, the 206th day of the year. Actor Matt LeBlanc has a birthday, and Louise Brown turns 44 years old. She was the world's first test tube baby, born in 1978. For years, we've been putting to the test all kinds of household cleaning ideas, and here's one of our favorite secret weapons, denture tablets. They're made for cleaning tough stains, so why not try them on your porcelain sink or bathtub? Fill with hot water, toss in a few tablets, and after an hour, wipe as usual for a sparkling sink or tub. Denture tablets will also give you amazingly white linens and curtains. In a laundry basin, dissolve a few in hot water and soak your fabrics for an hour before washing. Just one word of caution, only use denture tablets to brighten white fabrics. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
here's your 4 grilled cheese double burgers. Enjoy your Sonic.
So, could you ever overcheese something?
Can you overachieve?
No, not overachieve. Overachieve.
What do you get when you combine two cheesy, craveable classics? The Sonic Grilled Cheese Double Burger. Made with three slices of melty American cheese layered between two 100% pure seasoned beef patties and held together by thick Texas toast. Try one half price when you order in the Sonic app. Exclusions apply. See app for details. Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Wichita State's alumni team, the Aftershocks, just keep on rolling in the basketball tournament. They took down Texas Tech's alumni team 70-60 Saturday night to move on to the regional finals. After a dominant opening game in which they won by 31 points, the Aftershocks look to advance to their second straight regional championship game. The Aftershocks will take on Bleed Green in the Wichita Regional Championship game tonight at 8 o'clock, right back on the court at Charles Koch Arena in hopes of making it to Dayton in back-to-back years. The game will be broadcast on ESPN2. A week where K-State legends returned to don the colors once more came to an end Saturday as K-State's alumni team fell to North Texas's Bleed Green 87-62. Although Jacob Pullen only recorded 3 made field goals on Saturday night and ended up walking away with a loss, he brought basketball excitement back to K-State fans Saturday night and gave them a weekend to remember. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Riverwind RV is Wichita's most trusted RV dealership, located at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Family owned and operated, make sure to stop in and see why Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, with certified technicians and more than 10 different banks and credit unions to choose financing from. Riverwind RV has many different styles and manufacturers to choose from, like Winnebago, Heartland, Keystone, Gulfstream, Forest River, and more. Riverwind RV takes care of their customers before, during, and after the sale, and is your home for all different types of RVs, fifth wheelers, toy haulers, and travel trailers.
You can also find the best in new, pre-owned, or build your own RVs.
Stop into Riverwind RV today at 1523 Ledgerwood Road at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover, or call them at 316-364-3333 and visit them online at riverwindrv.com. Riverwind RV, Wichita's most trusted RV dealership.
The 88th annual NBC Baseball World Series opens this week at Hobart Dedder Field in Hutchinson's Cary Park. Pool play begins Thursday at noon with 4 games scheduled each day and running from July 28th to July 31st. Then the tournament will move to Wichita and the games will be played at X Stadium on the campus of Wichita State University. For the first time since 2001, the Kansas Shrine Bowl ended in a tie. Cedric Product, Lance Hossomer put the West All-Stars on the board with a 20-yard touchdown to make it 7-0. The only touchdown in the half for both teams. East All-Star Zach Sizemore would then score late in the fourth quarter to make the score 10-7. But with 15 seconds left in the game, Dodge City's Emmanuel Aguilar nailed a field goal to tie it at 10, and that would be your final score. The tie is just the second in the history of the Kansas Shrine Bowl. Cimarron's Braxton Harrison was named the West MVP, and Shawnee Mission Northwest Blake Reeder was the East MVP. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan.
Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeralums of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
At Galloway Wiegers in Brenniger, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
Save time, fuel, water, and improve the look of your lawn by sharpening your mower's blades. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Dull blades tear the grass instead of making a clean cut. This results in a dull or brownish cast to the lawn. This also increases the risk of disease as the tears close more slowly than a clean cut, providing an entryway for disease. Sharp blades also save time as you can cut more efficiently when the blades are sharp. And speaking of savings, you'll consume 22% less fuel and the lawn will use up to 30% less water when using sharp blades. Sharpen blades at least twice a season. Always remove the spark plug before removing the blades for sharpening. Make it easier to implement this change of habit by investing in a second set of blades. That way you'll always have a sharp set ready to install. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Dreaming of a new home? Let Inline Construction make that dream a reality. Custom home builds from foundation to finish with your plans, or they'll help you with design. Build on your lot or take advantage of Marysville's newest subdivision, Hartley Ridge, at 8th Street and Jayhawk Road. Call today and get started with Inline Construction of Marysville.
This community in central Kansas traces their lineage to the Netherlands, Poland, and Ukraine. During their journey, it was a chance meeting with one of the country's leaders, which created a name that has been a part of this group's heritage for about two centuries now. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Many of the residents around Gosel, Kansas, can trace their heritage to a group with ties to Europe a few centuries ago.
The original group started out in Holland. From there, they went to West Prussia, which is now Poland area.
Fern Bartle traces her Mennonite heritage to that group who lived in what is today Poland over 200 years ago. But changes there had the group on the move once again.
The king, the ruler, said, you need to have your young men in the army. We're fighting this war. We need them in the war effort. And so they moved to Russia, to the what is now the Ukraine area.
The pacifist Mennonites decided to move to Russia. Along the way, they met someone very important.
It was the Tsar himself, Tsar Alexander. He was welcoming our ancestors to his land. The group decided that they would name their village Alexander Vol. The Vol part means the Tsar wished us well.
But after 50 years in Russia, the Tsar wanted the Mennonites to fight in his wars as well. In 1874, the group decided to cross the ocean and settle in the United States.
Well, there were many migrations, but this particular group came in two ships. Some of the group settled in Henderson, Nebraska. Some settled by Bueller, Kansas, and the majority of them settled here at Gosel.
But those Mennonites brought something very important from their Russian farms to their new home here in central Kansas. That story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Goslow, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Our farm and ranch dogs are always there for us, and we owe it to them to protect their health. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Parasites and tick-borne illnesses are preventable as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Your farm dog might be part of the working staff or just a loving family companion. Either way, the dog is up against a different set of health hazards than his urban cousins, and it's up to you to understand what those potential health risks are and do your best to prevent them. Dr. Paul DeMars is a clinical associate professor at Oklahoma State University's College of Veterinary Medicine. He says the environment a farm dog lives in can contribute to infectious diseases.
Like leptospirosis, which is a bacterial disease transmitted in the urine of infected wildlife, primarily rats and raccoons, and dogs contract it by drinking contaminated water. Some of these lepto strains can also come from cattle. So a working cattle farm, you're going to have that as a risk. But the chances of the dog getting sick from those strains are not as great as from the other ones.
Dogs that spend more time outside are at a greater risk for mosquito bites, which can transmit heartworm disease. He says fleas and ticks are another hazard in many areas of the country.
You know, in a well-manicured back lawn, their risks are pretty minimal. But in the wilds where you have tall grass and leaf litter and all those types of things, then your risk of tick-borne illnesses rise spectacularly. So good tick control, good parasite control, appropriate vaccinations are the things we can do to mitigate those risks.
Parasites can affect your pet in a variety of ways, ranging from simple irritation to causing a life-threatening condition if left untreated. Your veterinarian is an ally in keeping the animal healthy, and that starts with a visit to the vet every year. Learn more about health risks for farm dogs at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
No one like Jesus, who can handle my situations. He's my life, he's my strength, he's my everything. Thank you, Jesus, for your love and for your mercy. Thank you, Jesus, for love and for your
I just graduated first in my class at Stonemasonry School.
I know. That's why we hired you.
Yeah, cool. But I was wondering why all I've been doing is sweeping the floors and providing slop for the hogs.
Well, how else do you think you learned to stonemason?
By stonemasoning, maybe?
How does that make any sense?
Throughout history, people have always been undervalued at work. That's why Monster lets you search salary by major. Find your job at monster.com or download the app.
Man, I slept.
New ZzzQuil Pure Z's Restorative Herbal Sleep is made for people who are tired of being tired.
I've never slept like this before. I've never woken up like this before.
A melatonin-free sleep aid made with a botanical blend that contains clinically studied and effective valerian root, hops, and passionflower, shown to help promote better restorative sleep. ZzzQuil Pure Z's Restorative Herbal Sleep. Sleep this good. Feel this good. Available at retailers near you.
Environmental responsibility takes a bigger role in agricultural production. Up next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Unlocking the power of your field data shouldn't be complicated. That's why you need the InCommand 1200, Ag Leader's in-cab display for every field activity and piece of machinery on your farm. The all-in-one display connects your entire operation, every season, display, field, and row. It's simple, it's smart, and it's just what your farming operation is missing. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. You can't just raise a steer or a chicken or a field crop anymore without doing so in an environmentally responsible way. A recent Farm Foundation forum on customer demand for environmental reporting made that clear. One of the panelists, Keith Pitts, is Chief Sustainability Officer at Marrone Bioinnovations.
For any of this to work and to encourage adoption, somebody's got to put a value on a practice, and that's really where we need USDA, the government, to step in and work with industry, well, just a broad stakeholder community, and start placing value on all the different ecosystem services and practices that growers can do, or we're really going to miss an opportunity.
Pitt says you can't just put a value on your environmental practices, you also have to prove it.
One of the concerns about promoting these kind of practices with growers is greenwashing, and everybody's general counsel's office is like, unless you got something that can prove it, you can't say that, and we've really got to figure that out to really make this work.
Panelist Kate Zook of the USDA says farmers will need the support of stakeholders across their value chain in order to pull it off.
You can have a great, extremely credible marketplace out there that has no activity on it because it doesn't pencil out.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hi, John Unger here. I'm running for District 1 County Commissioner. I worked for the public to represent the needs of rural communities and agricultural lands my entire career and would like to continue working for the county I call home. It would be an honor to represent you, the residents of Marshall County. I'd appreciate your vote August 2nd to be your county commissioner.
Paid for by John L. Unger for county commissioner, Kathy Unger, treasurer.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a like-new one-owner trade-in 2021 Chevy Silverado 2500 HD High Country Edition pickup. 20,000 miles on this like-new truck ready to roll. They have a 2019 Chevy Traverse, 31,000 miles, and a 2017 GMC Acadia priced under $20,000 at the Nordis Motor Company.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network Community Hoosier. Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Foreign Agricultural Service Administrator, Daniel Whitley, recently led a trade mission to the Philippines and said it was a very successful trip for the agricultural community.
It really was fantastic to connect with our stakeholders, our buyers, and importers. The Philippines is our eighth largest market for U.S. agricultural and food products, coming in just over $3 billion annually during the last 5 years. But I got to tell you, after being there on the ground, there's a lot of potential to do a lot better. They are very, very interested in strengthening their trade ties with American agriculture, and there's a lot of opportunity to increase our exports and our presence in the region and specifically the country.
He goes on to talk about why the Philippines are consistent buyers for U.S. He goes on to talk about why the Philippines are consistent buyers for U.S. products.
There's one word that I walked away with was reliability. We're in a very different world than we were in 6 months ago, certainly 5 years ago. And the number one criteria that I see everywhere I go is trading partners looking for a reliable supplier. And they view American agriculture to be the most reliable in the world. That, along with our outstanding quality and the fact that we're embracing the challenge to produce commodities that are more sustainable. So the Filipino consumers want our world-class ag and food products, and we were excited to introduce all our talented suppliers and exporters to some of the world's finest buyers in the Philippines.
Finally, he talks about agricultural products that Philippine buyers seem most interested in overall.
They were very interested in more soy meal. They anticipate increasing their animal agriculture. They were also looking at importing more U.S. corn. They do have a domestic corn industry, but it needs to be supplanted to meet their domestic needs, so they were thinking about corn. They were also looking at more pork products as they rebuild their own hog herd.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Rusty Eck Ford is taking orders. Order banks will be opening soon for the 2023 model year. At Rusty Eck Ford, we can help you reserve today to get your order in early and be one of the first in line to get your next new Ford. Rusty at Ford is taking orders. Don't be left waiting for a new Ford F-150, Maverick, or Sport. Don't wait for any new Ford car, truck, or SUV. Get to Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com and follow the easy 5-minute process to reserve your new vehicle. And you can order your vehicle the way you want it with Rusty at Ford's Dealer Direct Custom Ordering. Rusty at Ford is taking orders. Visit Rusty at Ford today or start online at RustyAtFord.com and go to our custom ordering page. Plus, Rusty at Ford has over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles available right now with as little as $0 down. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
AVIA urges farmers and ranchers to make sure livestock has plenty of shade, extra water, and feed during the blistering heat of summer. Heat stress can affect you as well, so take frequent breaks or plan outside work for early morning or late evening hours. From Alfea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, June's agricultural equipment sales rose from May, and combine sales, a typically good indicator of the overall health of the ag economy. Kurt Blades, Senior Vice President of Ag Services with the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, says farmers have to be optimistic about their future to make a big investment like buying a new combine.
The farmer has to feel pretty good about their business operation for them to invest $750,000 into a new combine harvester. So we did see a nice bump in combine sales month over month for June in 2022, but that's adding up to roughly about 5% off of where we were this time last year. But what's driving that demand is farmers are always looking for ways to be more efficient, and the latest combine harvesting technology certainly allows farmers to be more efficient, whether that's being able to put more acres under a machine or simply being able to operate that machine with more fuel efficiency. There's lots of drivers that are coming into why a farmer is purchasing new equipment, and that's reflected in the numbers.
He says supply chains are a big part of the reason behind a reduction in overall unit sales this year.
However, I think what we've started to settle into is that some of those shock systems that we were dealing with 6 months ago and a year ago, we're beginning to work those through the system a little bit. Manufacturers are working closely with dealers. Dealers are working closely with their farmers to ensure the timing matches up as best as it possibly can. Having said that, there's still very real challenges out there, whether it's shipping or whether it is transportation or chips or foam or steel. There are real challenges out there that are causing inventory to continue to be tight. And that leads to lost sales or delayed sales that are reflected in the numbers.
That is Kurt Blades with the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. That is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are looking to hire new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL. Stop by either office in Marysville at 1194 Pony Express Highway or in Seneca at 1201 Baltimore to pick up an application. Again, Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are hiring new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL.
You're out baling hay and a bearing breaks. Rain is coming. What do you do? Find someone to help you on a new app called Farmy on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Finding Finding help quickly on the farm can be hard, and farmers know the time-robbing impacts when you're working with tight timelines. A trio of Iowa female entrepreneurs has developed an innovative app called Farmy that connects farmers to farmers when they need it most. It's available in all 50 states. Molly Woodruff is the CEO of Farmy. She says the app works by putting in whether you need service or can provide service.
If you have the equipment and you want to provide the service, you detail out what you can provide, from planting, combining, spraying, or hay. And then a farmer with the piece of ground would go in and say, I need the service, and here's the location, and they mark it on a map. And then our algorithm does it based off a location and will match you within a certain radius.
She says Farmy doesn't take any cut from the cost of the service. Direct payment, bartering, or trading is negotiated between the two parties.
So if I go down the road and I need to do hay for some farmer here, and they're like, hey, I'll give you half a beef plus blah, it allows for the bartering that way. Or doing like split crops. So I always come back to hay because I feel like it's an easy one that a lot of people like to do a 50-50 on and do a 50-50 split with hay.
The app is free for farmers, but has a subscription fee for service providers. It's free for 90 days when they sign up, and the fee is then tier-based on how many jobs they want to accept and be matched with per month. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about how Farmy works at agriculture.com.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, getting close to the wrap-up of the day for the first day of trading of the week. Been pretty consistent on the board, mostly higher for the grain markets. Corn, wheat, and soybeans all in the green right now. Livestock was mixed, but mostly lower on the day as well. We'll see how we close in just a little bit. In the corn market, mostly higher here. September corn's up 9¾ cents to 574 even a bushel. December corn's up 13¾ cents to 578 even. In the wheat market, September KC wheat's up 18¼ right now, sitting at 838.5. December KC wheat up by 18¼ to 845¾. In the bean market, August soybeans took a big jump here over the last hour, seeing some big numbers, up 30¾ cents right now for the August at 14.65¼. September's also up 25½ cents to 13.53 even. In the meal market, August soybean meal's up 15.60, sitting at 14.47.10. September's up $15.30 to 4.14.60. And the bean oil for August is down slightly by 16 cents at 60.16. After mostly lower trading across the board today, the cotton market's kind of mixed now. October's still down 97 cents, sitting at 98.46. December is in the green now by 13 at 91¢. And the oats market, mostly lower here, with September oats down 11½ cents to 441 even. December oats are down 11 cents at 420 even a bushel. In the livestock market, real quick here, mostly lower across the board. Live cattle's a little bit higher. August live cattle up 30 cents at 137.67. October's up 35 cents at 143.35. In the feeder cattle market, mostly at lower numbers here. August is down $1.95 at 179.60. September's down $1.55 at 182.92. And the lean hogs in the red, 292, sitting at 115.77. U.S. dollar index this week starting off a little bit lower, with the September index down 30 cents, sitting at 106.31. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at
at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
As the summer months continue on, our forecasts continue to provide bleak outlooks. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. K-State meteorologist Chip Redman explains the current weather conditions across the state of Kansas.
We had that moisture in June and even some in early July that brought some hope, but now a lot of those long-term forecasts are being verified with current conditions as well as the forecast for the next few weeks. We've had really, really dry conditions across the state. Most of the state has not received any rain. The only exception to the rule is far northeast Kansas, where they got very heavy rain in Brown County, Atkinson County, even into as far west as Nemaha County. But other than that, really, really only very isolated moisture amounts fell across the state this week.
Redman explains that compared to normal weather conditions, the summer has been an unusually dry and hot season.
So right now, precipitation-wise, we average anywhere from an inch in the eastern part of the state to about a half inch to 6/10 of an inch of rain in the west on a weekly basis. So we need that much rain just to break even. And well, for a lot of the places across the state, they haven't gotten any rain in the last 2 weeks. And as a result, we've seen departures grow as much as 2 inches in places. So obviously a bad situation. And then we factor in the temperatures. Normal temperatures are warm, but we've been consistently warm. And warmer temperatures increase evaporation and really decrease the amount of impact rainfall can have. And in the rainfall we have seen, it's fallen really hard. And so when it falls fast and hard, it tends to run off, it doesn't soak in well, and it doesn't have a lasting impact.
While water quantity concerns are, of course, relevant, Redman reminds listeners that water quality should be considered of the utmost importance as well.
Yeah, you know, earlier in the summer, we had some water quantity concerns, especially for some areas in the southwest. And we haven't heard of any reports yet. However, when we start to look at projections going out in the future with persistent dry conditions and really above normal temperatures, that concern is definitely going to return and probably return quickly. I know to our south in Oklahoma, there are several cities that are starting to put on water restrictions because the availability is becoming more limited. And then any water we do have, especially surface water, we start to look at a water quality concern. When we get less water, basically more toxins and more salts and things that build up in those ponds that could lead to potential concerns when you're either irrigating with that water or watering cattle.
Providing an update on the latest weather outlooks and concerns over drought conditions, that was K-State meteorologist Chip Redman. For Agriculture Today, I'm Samantha Bennett with the K-State Radio Network.
of the original classic country stations in America and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.